The movements in Congress follow a request by some 30 governors, including Florida's Rick Scott, to stop federal funding for relocation efforts of Syrian refugees without extensive background checks. Meanwhile, mayors in many of those same states say they welcome the refugees. The current conversation comes after initial reports that one of the Paris attackers had a Syrian passport. But there's now new information that suggests that document may have been a fake. Elizabeth Ritchie is an immigration attorney. Elizabeth Ritchie, you are an immigration attorney. You deal with very complex and complicated cases. Governor Rick Scott and about 30 other governors actually came out with a letter that basically said they do not want the U.S. government to place Syrian refugees in their states. Can they actually do that? Do they have any authority to stop these refugees from coming?
That's a great question. The resettlement program is 40 years old. It's a federal program, and Florida and any other state has no jurisdiction to make that request. This is a federal issue dictated by the principles of federalism. So a state cannot, they can make that request. It doesn't mean it's a valid request.
Now, he's also saying he's going to direct state agencies not to cooperate. Is that possible? And what is the extent of cooperation with the federal government in this program?
Well, we are a state, so we are part of the program, whether you like it or not. But his issue, our governor's issue, as many other governors' issues that were brought up in the letter, are that this is a security issue and that they want to make sure that these refugees are properly vetted. Refugees are vetted more closely and more heavily than any other immigrant group. We're talking, by the way, about less than 425 Syrian refugees, by the way. In my lifetime, since the program started, we've resettled 200,000 Vietnamese, 160,000 Bosnians, 100,000 Iraqis, and now we're talking about 425 Syrians who would take 2 years to get vetted before they could even be resettled here.
What is the process for vetting? How does it work? Mm-hmm. And how does the process for refugees differ from the process of immigrants?
Sure. Well, refugee is an immigrant, but not all immigrants are refugees. In order to resettle in the United States as a refugee, first of all, the U.S. government gets to cherry pick who can come here. Secondly, the case would be referred to the U.N. High Commissioner on Refugees, the U.S. Embassy, or a trained non-governmental organization. After the referral, biographic information is taken. For example, fingerprints, photographs. A background check will be conducted. Government databases will be checked. Even personal photos and interviews of family, friends, known acquaintances will be conducted. The person would then go for an in-person interview with a governmental official. If there were a concern, then U.S. law enforcement would be contacted for an advisory opinion. And then if the person were recommended for approval for resettlement upon entry into the United States in only one of five airports, would that alien then go before a Customs and Border Protection officer stateside for another set of screening? So it's actually the heaviest amount of scrutiny that an immigrant receives.
So what do you make of this particular request? Obviously, Governor Rick Scott is not the only one who has signed on to it. You now have local cities saying, you're welcome to come here.
All right. Well, it's easy to say we want high security. Everyone wants high security. Everyone wants to feel safe and be protected. But you need to understand that refugees who come to the United States, first of all, do not come for another 2 years, and they are subjected to a very strict, high level of scrutiny that other aliens are not. So we have always enjoyed a reputation and tradition of being a humanitarian leader. And the UN resettlement program is a great representation of that. And for certain governors to say that they do not want the U.S. to participate in a resettlement program does not hold ourselves up to the reputation that we've earned and deserve as being a world leader.
Where do we go from here? Obviously, the conflict in the Middle East is not letting up. You have people who have been displaced, millions of people who have been displaced.
Well, as far as Syrians go, 4 million have already been displaced. Over 2 million are children, and we're looking at resettling 425 or less of them in the United States. So the numbers don't really show that this is an influx of Syrians. And I do want to point out that no refugee has ever committed an act of terrorism in the United States since this program started 40 years ago.
And we know that
There's been no report of a refugee who's resettled in the United States of having committed a crime of terrorism in the United States.
Well, Elizabeth Ritchie, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.